Unit 1. He's your brother, isn't he? A. Let's read. One evening last week, Anne went to a shop to buy something for her mother. Ken went with her. While she was in the shop, Ken was waiting outside on the pavement. He had his ball with him. He dropped his ball and it rolled onto the road. He ran across the road to get it. Suddenly, a car came along very quickly. Mr. Yu was driving the car. He was their neighbor. His car almost knocked Ken over. Mr. Yu was very angry. He got out of his car and Anne came out of the shop. Can't you control that boy?
It wasn't my fault,
Anne said. He's your brother, isn't he? Mr. Yu shouted.
Well, yes,
Anne began.
But
Mr. Yu did not let her speak. You're in charge of him, aren't you? He said.
Yes, but I was in the shop, wasn't I?
Why didn't you take him into the shop with you? Mr. Yu said. You know how naughty he is. He bent down and spoke close to Ken's face. You're a naughty boy, aren't you? Ken nodded his head. Yes, I am, he said. I'm sorry. He looked at the ground and began to cry. Yes, you look sorry now, but you'll soon forget and do it again. Mr. Yu walked back to his car, shaking his head. Words and expressions.
Pavement. Row. Almost. Control. Fault. Charge. In charge of. Bend, bent, bent. Bend down. Close to. Description. Exchange. Clumsy. Messy. Accident. Investigate. Vehicle.
Unit 2. You have to tell me the truth. A. Let's read. Ken fell asleep in class yesterday. Mr. Lin, his teacher, was very angry. Wake up, Ken, he said. This is a classroom, not a bedroom. Ken opened his eyes. Oh, he said. I'm sorry. I was so tired. I had to get up at 5 o'clock this morning. Mr. Lin was surprised. At 5 o'clock? That was very early, he said. Why did you have to get up so early? My mother isn't very well today, Ken explained. I had to help her. I had to get the breakfast. Then I had to wash up. Then I had to go shopping for her. When I got back to the flat, I had to clean my shoes and get ready for school. I had to do so much. Mr. Lin felt sorry for Ken. I understand, he said. Just try to stay awake. Yes, Mr. Lin, Ken said, and smiled to himself. Then Angela Wu put up her hand.
Ken's not telling the truth, Mr. Lin, she said. I saw his mother this morning. She was going to work at the usual time. She smiled and waved to me. There was nothing wrong with her.
Mr. Lin walked back to Ken's desk.
Stand up, Ken, he said. Have you told me a lie?
Ken looked at the floor and nodded his head.
Now tell me the real reason, Mr. Lin said. You have to tell me the truth.
I had to get up at 5 o'clock this morning to do my homework, Ken said. I forgot to do it last night.
You must learn not to tell lies, Ken, Mr. Lin said. You must tell your mother about it.
Silly Ken was in trouble again. If it is not one thing, it is another. Words and expressions.
Tell the truth. Fall asleep. Surprise. Be surprised. Awake. Stay awake. Angela. Usual. At the usual time. Wave. Lie. Lied. Lied. Lying. Extra. Account. Account number. Manager. Automatic. Automatic bank machine. Press. Liar. A white lie. Hurt one's feelings.